Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, it's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. If you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter at You Better You Bet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. If you like our show, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the crew hanging with us here on this Friday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Thursday night football game that saw the Cincinnati Bengals win outright against the rival Pittsburgh Steelers. Absolutely love to see it as somebody who bet the Bengals +5.5. Fun game that we saw last night, 33-31. But as always, because we're going to talk a lot of football on the show today, because it is a football Friday. NFL, awesome college football card. We're going to get into the baseball card as well with two games. I mean, the baseball playoffs. We will touch on all of that throughout this hour and throughout these 4 hours. So if you miss any part of it, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. And because we're being so kind and putting it on there for you to consume in on-demand fashion, the least you could do is to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. We have three guests who will be joining us on the program throughout these 4 hours, starting at 4:40 Eastern Time. College football betting analyst for the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast, our buddy Colin Wilson will join us at 4:40 Eastern to go through the Week 8 slate in college football, to where there's some awesome games in the SEC. I kind of like Colin's team, the Arkansas Razorbacks against Texas A&M. We'll get his thoughts on that game as well as the awesome card that we have on Saturday at 5 o'clock Eastern to begin the third hour of the program. This is a real treat for us. It's friend of the show, our good buddy, play-by-play voice for Turner Sports, has been calling the NLCS between the Brewers and the Dodgers. Our man, B.A., Brian Anderson, will join us at 5 o'clock Eastern live from Dodger Stadium for tonight's Game 4 of the NLCS. Will the bottles be popping in the Dodgers clubhouse later on this evening. Probably. But we'll ask him his thoughts on what he's seen so far throughout this game and maybe an opinion on the American League series. I know he's calling the game. He's going to ask us who he thinks is going to win the game tonight between the Dodgers and the Brewers. But, you know, maybe he's been paying attention to what's going on between the Blue Jays and the Mariners. We'll talk all things baseball playoffs with BA coming up at 5 o'clock Eastern. And at 5:20 Eastern, betting analyst at The Ringer, co-host of The Ringer Soccer Show, Anthony DeBundo, will check in with us for some of his bets in the NFL and the English Premier League with Sunday's headliner, Liverpool and Man United, a rivalry renewed, or as they call it overseas, a derby match. Yes, that is what they call rivalries in the EPL. We would pronounce it derby. They pronounce it derby. I don't make the rules. But let's go ahead and get into last night's Thursday night football game, which, boy, oh boy. You know, sometimes when you have an opinion and you take it to the betting market and you watch a game and it plays out exactly how you thought it would, it's a great feeling. And last night, for me, it was a great feeling because the Cincinnati Bengals, and the only thing that was honestly disappointing is that I didn't bet a little bit of money line and bet the Bengals to win the bad boy outright. But I had +5.5, liked it all week long, said, hey, this is Bengals or pass. I would never bet the Pittsburgh Steelers. And lo and behold, Cincinnati gets the 33-31 win, which was a really fun game, by the way. Back and forth, not a whole lot of punting, interesting decisions, explosive plays, et cetera, et cetera. It was a really, really fun game. But the headliner of the game is something that I talked about on Wednesday. And I talked about it yesterday on the show on Thursday. And I'm going to talk about it in this very segment here on this fine Friday. The Pittsburgh Steelers are phony. They are a phony. And their head coach, who I love, like I love Mike Tomlin, and he's a Hall of Famer, has won a boatload of games, has won a Super Bowl, has been to another Super Bowl, and he always says, quote, the standard is the standard. Well, the standard in 2025 is fraudulent. It's fake. It's a fugazi. And that's what the Pittsburgh Steelers are. And like, shout out the classic Tomlin stinker spot for getting us to the window again ad nauseum. We discussed this. Hey, Mike Tomlin is a road favorite. Might want to watch out. Oh, everyone's starting to gas up the Steelers. Might want to watch out. Don't want to go down that path. Everyone's buying in 4-1 favorites in the AFC North, blah, 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 blah. Okay. How about 33-44-3 against the spread as a road favorite since 2007? How about that? How about it, huh? And after the game at the press conference, it's the same old from Mike Tomlin. Oh, you know, we didn't execute, had a couple of turnovers, credit the other team. It's a tough venue, AFC North football, blah, 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 blah. That is what it was from Mike Tomlin. And my response to that, to anyone out there that have been thinking about the Pittsburgh Steelers with Rodgers and maybe being like a one seed or a two seed, you believe me now? The team that you saw last night, do you think that's a playoff team? I don't. I didn't even need to see last night's game to know they weren't a playoff team. But now that we've seen that result, we have that data point. Do you think that is a playoff team? The answer to that question is a resounding no, in my opinion. And this team, so far this season, prior to last night, has been so fortunate to play a bunch of scrub quarterbacks to begin the year. I mean, there are wins over Justin Fields, Carson Wentz, Dylan Gabriel last Sunday. I mean, those might be the three worst quarterbacks in the NFL, to be quite honest. Like, seriously. And their one quality win that you can point to right now that has aged really nicely was against Drake May and the New England Patriots. That was in a game where they were outgained by more than 150 yards and needed to win the turnover battle 5-1 just to eke out a 21-14 victory. Like, let's be for real. Honestly, like, let's be for real. The Pittsburgh Steelers are not a good football team. They are mediocre. And you could point to their offense and what we saw last night and what we've seen so far throughout these first 6 weeks of the season. Like, the offense is pretty solid. And I acknowledge that. Aaron Rodgers is playing really well. And also, how about that first drive of the game ending with a Jonnu Smith touchdown to get us back to the island, baby? I mean, the island. Not like we ever left after the run that we went on a couple of weeks ago, but the island was back. And a shout out to everybody that tailed and was tweeting at me all throughout the game last night. It was very fun to get Jonnu Smith at 15-1 to be your first TD scorer. But I will say this about the Steelers offense. While Rodgers looked good, DK Metcalf looked good, they were moving the ball up and down the field. Like, let's keep it real. You know, they played the Bengals. and the Bengals have a putrid defense. That is important context when you look at the box score and you see that the Pittsburgh Steelers average 7.3 yards per play. It's not going to be that easy going forward. And in fact, it's going to be a hell of a lot more challenging when you take a look at their schedule. But the offense is not the issue with the Pittsburgh Steelers, because everyone's saying, oh, they shouldn't have traded George Pickens. Like, do you watch them and see that the offense is a problem? I don't think that's a problem. Seems like they're doing just fine without George Pickens. Like, yeah, would you like to have him? Great, but like, you don't need George Pickens. The defense, Mike Tomlin's side of the ball, is where this thing completely falls apart. And last night, what it might have been one of the worst defensive performances that we've seen all season long. And I'm saying that as a Cowboys fan. I've seen some horrendous defensive performances so far this season. This Pittsburgh Steelers defense, the $160 million defense, all these star players, TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, Jalen Ramsey, Joey Porter Jr., Alex Highsmith, Nick Herbig. If you're playing a video game, that's how you draw it up. The $160 million defense. Unfortunately, I guess we can't pay attention. We can pay big salaries, but we can't pay attention because for some reason, last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers said, you know what? We don't know who Ja'Marr Chase is. Ja'Marr Chase? It's the first time we've met him. Like, you would have been absolutely flabbergasted. Like, how do you not pay extra attention to, in my opinion, is the best receiver in football? Like, last night, Ja'Marr Chase was targeted 23 times. That is insane. 16 catches, excuse me. Yes, I think he had 6 catches on one drive, honestly. 16 catches, 161 yards, and he scores a touchdown. Like, this is literally the best player on the Bengals. Like, the game plan, line one of the scouting report, especially with Joe Burrow on IR, line one of the scouting report, stop Ja'Marr Chase. Limit what Ja'Marr Chase can do. Limit the explosives. Don't let Ja'Marr Chase beat him. What did the Steelers do? Oh, here's a free release, Ja'Marr Chase. Oh, just whatever you want. Catch and run. Yeah, do it. Oh, hey, we'll leave you one-on-one with Jalen Ramsey. Well, we'll leave you one-on-one with Joey Porter Jr. Oh, it's a defensive pass interference because they can't cover him? Oh, well, we're going to keep running out our same old bland coverage. Like, that was a despicable defensive game plan by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Unreal that that's how they treated one of the best players in the NFL. And he made them pay. And he especially made them pay on that final drive where the Bengals just needed to get into field goal range. Oh, well, here's Ja'Marr Chase on a little shallow cross. Is anyone near him? Nobody. Let's just let him pick up 15 more yards and get out of bounds. Like, I could not believe what I was watching from this Pittsburgh Steelers defense. And just, I find it so hilarious that you go back a few years ago, the Steelers had in their defensive coaching staff Brian Flores as their linebackers coach. And they let him go out the building. They said, we're going to make Terrell Austin our DC. Like, imagine this defense with all those players with Brian Flores as their DC. Nope, we're going to let him go out the door. We like Terrell Austin. If I was coaching the Steelers, Terrell Austin wouldn't have a job on this Friday.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whoa, boss.
How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Like, that's how bad it was. That was insane what they did against Ja'Marr Chase. And for us, luckily, if you tailed, it was great because the Bengals got it done. And now, when you look at the big picture off of last night's performance, and we'll get to Cincinnati here shortly, the AFC North is right there for the taking. Now, if I had the magic wand or I could draw it up how I wanted it to go, it would have been Steelers win by 2 or 3. You know, they still get the 5-1 record. People are kind of kept off of the scent of this being a fugazi, this being a fraudulent team, and we get an opportunity to bet one of these other squads to win the AFC North. Unfortunately, it didn't work out that way. You can't get everything that you want. So when you look at the current betting market of the AFC North, Pittsburgh is holding on barely as a favorite at plus 120. The Baltimore Ravens, who are on bye this week but expected to get Lamar Jackson and Roquan Smith back, they're at plus 135. They're the second choice in the market despite their 1-5 record. Cincinnati's at plus 450. And then, of course, you have the Cleveland Browns, who are at 50-1. And we're 7 weeks into the season. If I had to bet it right now, and I'm going to bet this later on this weekend, I just want to make sure that Lamar's coming back when they say he's coming back. I mean, this to me is a slam dunk bet on the Baltimore Ravens. The Steelers last night lost the AFC North. Like that's how bad it was. They lost it. The door was cracked open for the Baltimore Ravens. The Steelers said, you know what, Baltimore? Come on in. We're going to open that bad boy up there for you. Come on in. Get comfortable. Take your shoes off. Kick your feet up. Come on in. We're going to host you guys. Take this AFC North from us. And I think that's what happened last night. They will not be winning this division. And some might say, well, you're talking about Baltimore. What about the Cincinnati Bengals? What about them? like last night was great. Joe Flacco was great, and it's a fun story. I love me some Joe Flacco. Made me a boatload of money a couple years ago winning Comeback Player of the Year. I am Team Joe Flacco. I'm wacko for Flacco. 342, 3 TDs. Hell of a performance. I just don't think it's sustainable. And I think it was more about who they were playing than it was about what Cincinnati was doing last night. Like, not these other teams that they face, they're not going to be treating Ja'Marr Chase like he's just some other receiver. No, they're going to be making sure there's extra attention. Now that we see this Flacco-Chase thing, how it's working in just 2 short games. Like, that's not going to be happening going forward. And when you take a look at the Bengals' schedule going forward, next couple of weeks, you could talk yourself into Cincinnati, maybe getting to 5-4. Home against the Jets, home against the Bears. Okay. Heading into the bye week, feeling good about ourselves. Joe Burrow reportedly on track to return in mid-December. But then after the bye, reality will set in. At the Steelers, who I've been crushing, but I think will at least split with the Cincinnati Bengals. Home New England, Patriots are better. At Baltimore, at Buffalo, and then December 14th, maybe that's when Burrow comes back. But welcome in the Baltimore Ravens. Like, I don't think that this is going to go well for Cincinnati. Maybe these next 2 weeks, people fall in love with this Flacco thing, but after that, I would be more so looking to play an adjusted regular season win total under on Cincinnati as opposed to buying into this team, salvaging the season for an eventual Joe Burrow return around Christmas. The Bengals don't want him. Steelers never did. Once again, the AFC North, my opinion, it's rolling through Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. We're just getting started here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, we'll tackle the top stories, including my baseball team that's trying to absolutely collapse in the Pacific Northwest.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day 1 for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.